QST from W1AW, the American Radio Relay League, ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio in Newington, Connecticut. This is the ARRL Aries Audio e-letter for March 21st, 2018. The ARRL Aries Audio e-letter is a voice version of the ARRL Aries e-letter, which is compiled by Rick Palm, K1CE, in Daytona Beach, Florida. My audio script editor is Al Brown, KZ3AB, in Laurel, Maryland, and I'm Tony Riggs, W1FHN, reporting from Lanham, Maryland. In this issue, we have for you Puerto Rico Red Cross Mission Force of 50 member named Hamvention 2018 Amateur of the Year. ARRL Board of Directors Actions reports on Aries Enhancement. Florida County honors its Aries Group. Media hits, emergency communications in rural Maine. 2018 National Preparedness Symposium will promote whole community preparedness through unity of effort. Letters, clarification on NIMS, IS course changes last issue. InfraGuard, Aries collaborates with FBI in Los Angeles. And 2017 Aries Annual Report. Those are the headlines. Now, here are this month's stories. Puerto Rico Red Cross Mission Force of 50 member named Hamvention 2018 Amateur of the Year. The Dayton Hamvention Awards Committee selected Valerie Hotzfeld, NV9L of Crescent City, Illinois, as the 2018 Amateur of the Year. Ms. Hotzfeld was first licensed in 2006 and has been active in Aries. In 2017, she traveled to Texas after Hurricane Harvey to help rescue small animals. Ms. Hotzfeld was subsequently deployed to Puerto Rico with the American Red Cross for 3 weeks as part of a group of volunteer amateur radio operators who facilitated critical communications after Hurricane Maria. Serving the community is the theme for Hamvention 2018. ARRL Board of Directors Actions reports on Aries Enhancement. The ARRL policymakers met in January and passed a number of actions of interest to Aries and other public service operators. The board awarded the ARRL International Humanitarian Award to 2017 hurricane operators, noting the 2017 Atlantic hurricane season was one of the harshest in recent memory, especially in the Caribbean islands, including the ARRL Puerto Rico and U.S. Virgin Islands sections. The local amateur radio licensees in the area were pressed into immediate service before and during the devastating storms. The board recognized that the efforts of the local amateur communities continue to support the relief and recovery efforts, even now with the ARRL leadership in each section continuing to perform extraordinary service. The board conferred the award jointly on the local amateur radio population of Puerto Rico, served by ARRL Section Manager Oscar Resto, KP4RF, and the local amateur radio population of the U.S. Virgin Islands, served by ARRL Section Manager Fred Kleber, K9VV. The board also noted that radio amateurs across Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, the Caribbean Islands, South Florida, and Texas performed outstanding service during the hurricane season for their communities, friends, and families, with thousands of hours spent providing critical support communications. The ARRL Board of Directors recognized their outstanding work and service, commending them all. Update on Public Service Enhancement Group efforts to enhance Aries program. ARRL Great Lakes Division Director Dale Williams, WA8EFK, as chairman, presented an update on the current work of the Programs and Services Committee's Public Service Enhancement Working Group, or PSEWG, and entertained discussion. The working group is currently developing a series of guidelines that will become part of the Aries program. The area's registration service for groups across the country is up and running, with over 400 groups registered in the first few weeks since its activation. During its deliberations, the working group solicited input from topic experts across the country, as well as several ARRL section managers. A peer review group of experts continues to be involved in this project, organizing a better system of communication with the field organization will be an emphasis of the PSEWG moving forward. Florida County honors its ARES group. Recently, the Osceola County, Florida Board of County Commissioners proclaimed February 12th through 18th, 2018, as Osceola County Amateur Radio Emergency Services Week. The county is in central Florida near the Orlando area and has some 270,000 residents. Osceola County ARES has been providing communications assistance to the county since at least 1998, when the area was hit by devastating tornadoes. Through this proclamation, the board expressed their appreciation for all the support and assistance ARES has provided over the decades in times of need. Thanks to Joe Riley, N4ZIQ, the ARRL ARES Osceola County Emergency Coordinator, for this report. This is the ARRL ARES Audio e-letter for March 21st, 2018. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back. Up next is Media Hits, Emergency Communications in Rural Maine. Two segments that were broadcast on WABI-TV in Bangor, Maine, have been receiving much interest in the largely rural state. The second segment covers the amateur radio community's contribution to emergency management's radio communications needs and cites the efforts of Carl Richards, KB1YCF, and Richard Bo Bosalai, N1REX, in particular. You may watch these broadcasts by going to www.wabi.tv/search and enter the keywords amateur radio. Thanks to Steve Hansen, KB1TCE, the ARRL Maine Section Emergency Coordinator, for this report. 2018 National Preparedness Symposium will promote whole community preparedness through unity of effort. FEMA's Emergency Management Institute, or EMI, will host the 2018 National Preparedness Symposium from May 21st through May 24th. The symposium provides federal, state, tribal, territorial, and non-governmental training and exercise officials the opportunity to discuss current and future training and exercise programs and to share case studies, lessons learned, and smart practices. The theme is Promoting Whole Community Preparedness Through Unity of Effort, with a focus on promoting a culture of preparedness. The goal of the symposium is to provide the tools, knowledge, and network to improve training and exercise programs that build and sustain capabilities for a more secure and resilient nation. Attendees will have the opportunity to identify at least one element they would like to implement, modify, or validate in their training and exercise program, and they will take away workable improvements that can be used immediately and successfully. The symposium also provides a platform to communicate changes to current capabilities and introduce new FEMA policy. The event will be held at the National Emergency Training Center in Emmitsburg, Maryland. For more information, you may contact the EMI National Training Liaison, Dan Lubman, via email at daniel.lubman@fema.dhs.gov. And Lubman is spelled L-U-B-M-A-N. I'll repeat Mr. Lubman's email address. It is daniel.lubman@fema.dhs.gov. And Lubman is spelled L-U-B-M-A-N. Letters, Clarification on NIMS, IS Course, Changes Last Issue. This letter comes from Jim Rooney, N4JJR, the District Emergency Coordinator for ARIES in Douglas and Elbert Counties, Colorado. Mr. Rooney writes, "In your article in last month's issue, Letters, NIMS Updated, IS Core Courses to be Revised, AUXCOM, COM-T Courses, there is discussion of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security Office of Emergency Communication, or DHS-OEC, AUXCOM course, Communications Unit Training, and the OEC-developed COM-T, or Communications Technician course. The article then offers some 2018 dates for COM-T, COM-L courses. Your link takes the reader to the NWCG, or National Wildfire Coordinating Group, COM-T classes, not the DHSOC classes. The NWCG COM-T is not the same as the DHSOEC COM-T, and is generally not open to amateur radio operators off the street. The NWCG COM-T course has some prerequisites and generally requires a nomination from a fire or law enforcement agency." Well, thank you, Jim, for bringing that to our attention. The ARRL has more information on this. The All Hazards Communications Technician, or COM-T, course introduces public safety professionals and support staff to various communications concepts and technologies. This includes interoperable communications solutions, land mobile radio or LMR communications, satellite, telephone, computer, and data technologies used in incident response and planned events. Participants receive core competencies required for performing the duties of the COM-T in an all-hazards incident. The course is instructor-led training that supports learning through discussion, lecture, and active participation in multiple exercises. The course provides a realistic, hands-on approach to mastering the tasks and skills of a COM-T. It is designed for local, regional, tribal, and state and territory emergency response professionals and support personnel in all disciplines who have a technical communications background. The 5-day, 40-hour workshop is taught by experienced instructors who have both practitioner and communications unit experience. The course features facilitated lectures, student exercises, and hands-on lab work to explain the processes used for successful establishment and operation of the technical communications resources supporting an incident or planned event. Prerequisites include a public safety background with experience in field operations, basic public safety communications technology knowledge, knowledge of local communications systems, frequencies, spectrum, plans, and contacts, completion of FEMA independent study courses IS-100B, IS-200B, IS-700A, and IS-800B, and a superior's recommendation. Workshops are limited to 15 attendees. Contact your local, county, and state emergency management agencies, especially their education and training departments, for possible COM-T course offerings in your area. It's time once again to take a pause so that repeaters may identify. Stay tuned. This is the ARRL ARIES Audio e-letter for March 21st, 2018. And next we have InfraGuard. ARIES collaborates with FBI in Los Angeles. ARIES members in the Los Angeles, California section are being invited to join InfraGuard. That's a public-private partnership managed by the FBI with the purpose of sharing information concerning protection of our nation's critical infrastructure. Communications is one of those critical elements, and ARIES is recognized as playing an important role. Applicants for InfraGuard membership will undergo an FBI background investigation. Once cleared, they will receive a membership document, regular emailed security briefings, access to the secure InfraGuard internet site, and invitations to a variety of training sessions. InfraGuard membership is not mandatory, but ARIES leadership encourages all members to consider submitting applications. For more information, you may go to https://infraguardlosangeles, and that's all one word, .org. And InfraGuard Los Angeles is spelled InfraGardLosAngeles. Let me repeat that URL. It's https://InfraGardLosAngeles, that's all one word, .org. And InfraGuard Los Angeles is spelled InfraGardLosAngeles. Finally, we have 2017 Aries Annual Report. The 2017 Aries Annual Report is now available. Last year showed a continued trend in improved reporting, with 87% of ARRL sections submitting at least one report during the calendar year. There were a few changes to reporting last year. First, new forms were used. ARRL Field Service staff standardized the current field organization forms to make back-end processing easier. Second, severe weather and skywarn activations were put into their own category. And third, the value of a volunteer hour was updated. The new value of a volunteer hour is $24.14. And that concludes this edition of the ARRL Aries Audio E-Letter for March 21, 2017. The ARRL Aries Audio E-Letter is a monthly service of the American Radio Relay League, ARRL, the National Organization for Amateur Radio. The ARRL Aries Audio E-Letter is an edited voice version of the ARRL Aries E-Letter, compiled and written by Rick Palm, K1CE, in Daytona Beach, Florida. To learn more about amateur radio and the ARRL, or to get the latest in amateur radio news, you may click on www.arrl.org. And if you have any questions about amateur radio in general, how to renew your amateur license, or the ARRL, you may also write us via snail mail at ARRL Headquarters, 225 Main Street, Newington, Connecticut, 06111, or give us a toll-free call at 1-888-277-5289. We are always happy to help answer your questions, and you need not be an ARRL member. Our thanks to this month's contributors. My audio script editor is Al Brown, KZ3AB in Laurel, Maryland, and I'm Tony Riggs, W1FHN, reporting from Lanham, Maryland. Copyright 2018 ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio. All rights reserved. 73.